This is our regular weekly program for Heritage. And joining me again this week is Sally Williams, the Vice President of Development and Communications. Sally, thank you for coming back on the air with us today.
Thank you so much for having me back, Dennis.
Well, and it's great that you are on the air here because there are some facilities, such as Heritage has in this region, that have been very much in the news recently. And so there are some important topics that we want to get to today. We learned just a couple of days ago that you are working very closely with another local senior housing organization here in Chautauqua County to come up with ways to make sure that you can test everyone in the way that you need to test everyone. And Sally, I thought I'd start by having you just talk about that collaboration.
The health and safety of our staff and residents are of the utmost importance. And as we have been directed to move into mandated testing for all employees by Governor Cuomo's office, we needed to determine how we could implement that efficiently while complying with all regulations. We have to balance these changes with the actual realities of supply chain challenges, increased prices of personal protective equipment, or PPE, as many of us have heard it called in the news, the impact of staffing ratios, and making sure there's no impact to the level of care that we've been known for. So Lisa Haglund, Heritage President and CEO, and Tom Holt, CEO of Lutheran Jamestown, have spoken at great length and are both committed to the continued support and protection of their staff and residents as we navigate these new policies. That collaboration effort will include sharing best practices for COVID-19 prevention, advocacy with state and federal officials, as well as other infrastructure needs as they identify them, really about a partnership between the two organizations. And it's this kind of collaboration between local businesses that is so important right now. It's vital that we all come together to protect our county and move forward in a healthy way.
And I understand, too, that you have involved a local business, DNS Glass, here in Jamestown, in order to provide some important equipment or gear or barriers at the point at which the testing will be done to make sure that that is something that you can do efficiently and safely?
Yes. Randy Jackson, who is the Heritage Vice President of Facilities Management, and his team, in partnership with DNS Glass, have come up with what we're calling the mobile testing booth, and it's been designed to provide the ability to safely administer COVID-19 tests on site while limiting exposure in both directions. DNS will be providing the materials for the project to allow the Heritage staff to quickly implement the new testing process with our staff and residents after the product's been tested.
Sally, is this testing regime or regimen in place right now, or is it something still to come? Can you give us the latest news in that regard?
We are working round the clock to finalize the safest and most effective protocols and procedures to be in compliance with the executive order.
The other thing that has been a little unclear is the cost of this testing and whether it will be borne entirely by organizations like Heritage or Lutheran, or some by the state. Can you add any clarification? Is there anything that is abundantly clear on that subject at the moment?
According to Leading Age New York, it will cost upwards of $44 million at first glance implementation. For Heritage, a not-for-profit, this could potentially cost us millions this year.
Sally Williams, let us conclude in this way. It must be very difficult, challenging for all of you at Heritage, because you must continue to provide the high quality care that you want to provide, that you are known for, and figure all this out at the same time.
We are definitely in unprecedented times, but our leadership, our staff are continuing to rise to the occasion to ensure that every day our residents receive top level care.
Well, Sally, thank you for all these updates. We appreciate the opportunity to speak to you, and we'll conclude on the point that perhaps thanks to all of the work that you have done, there's no COVID-19 case that's been reported yet in any Heritage facility here in Chautauqua County.
That is correct.
Thank you for your time, and best of luck going forward.
Thank you so much again for having me.
My guest today on this program, Sally Williams, the Vice President of Development and Communications for Heritage.